The construction company Tamiko submitted a bid for the O'Connell Lightering Float Project in April, along with one other company, Turnagain Marine Construction in Anchorage. The city awarded the project to Turnagain last month. Harbor staff noticed the damage to the pilings last June. The city began the process of looking for a contractor to fix them and estimated the project would cost around $280,000. Then, after consulting with the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Army Corps of Engineers, they found they would need a special federal permit for the project, an IHA, or Incidental Harassment Authorization Permit. This essentially gives the city permission to disturb marine mammals while working on the project at a cost of around $125,000. But Jim Martinson, president of Tamiko, said the bid was not awarded fairly. He made his case to the Sitka Assembly in a one-hour presentation over teleconference. His main objection? That the city wasn't being transparent about the permitting process when they rejected Tamiko's bid. He also argued that the IHA permit wasn't needed in the first place.
In a nutshell, you don't need a commercial driver's license if you can transport all the goods with a pickup. It was an overkill as far as we were looking at it.
Martinson also argued that the city shouldn't consider paying for an IHA because it sets a new precedent for repairs, causing additional costs for citizens.
I don't think it's in the best interest of any of us, including the residents of Sitka or Southeast, to pay this kind of money for a permit to maintain an existing facility, or for that matter, probably any project in the marine industry. That would cause a lot of economic hardships, not just for marine construction in general industry, but all marine time industries.
City Attorney Brian Hansen was given an hour to respond. Hansen said that one of the ways Tamiko erred was by securing a specialist with no experience in IHA permits. And that specialist budgeted $5,000 for permitting in Tamiko's bid, far below the cost of an IHA.
They did not have that experience, nor had they ever done an IHA. In fact, they didn't even know what the acronym meant.
Hansen also noted the group's failure to provide proof of insurance and cited previous projects for the city of Sitka where Tamiko didn't have proper permitting. Hansen said he did agree with Martinson that the regulatory action was harsh.
Our city staff is in lockstep with Mr. Martinson that we don't want to do this either. We think it's an overkill, to say the least. That's a nice way of saying it. We realize we have to comply with the federal regulations, or the project's going to be stopped, we're going to be fined, and there could be other ramifications that are serious.
After both sides were presented, the Assembly spent about 30 minutes deliberating. Assemblymember Kevin Knox said the Assembly has the right and responsibility to reject bids that don't meet qualifications to protect the people of Sitka.
It's up to the bidder to come to us with their best available and most relevant bid. Tamiko did not, in my eyes, did not meet several of the qualifications clearly listed within the bid package.
Other assembly members noted that while Martinson said he could find a workaround for the IHA, he didn't provide sufficient proof that it was possible. Mayor Matthew Hunter said that he did find the exorbitant cost of the IHA permit disturbing.
I also am fearful of this regulatory reach from Washington, D.C., and the undesirability of making it more and more difficult to have industry and commerce in Alaska, in Southeast Alaska. I do not like the precedents that this may set. I agree with all that, but I find it irrelevant when it actually comes to the matter at hand.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted unanimously to deny the appeal by Tamiko, based primarily on the failure to acquire a specialist with IHA permit experience. Before he hung up, Martinson congratulated the Assembly on being the first city to spend $500,000 to repair a few pilings. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.